Mary has given birth. In 9 months' time, or maybe it was nearly 9 months, just a week or so shy, for her sake, may it not have been much more than 9 months. But in 9 months' time, give or take, a child had grown within her. Hope and fear had grown within her. What started as a teensy yoke of worries and wonderings had become something that kept her up nights, and not only because it kicked. She had lain awake imagining what this little baby to be born would become. Will he be a good man? Will he know love? What will he look like? Will he be handsome? I hate to say it, but thank heaven there is no way he will have Joseph's nose. She tossed and turned with all manner of other terrible what-ifs preying upon her peace of mind. Not 1 year earlier, she would have risen, rested, and greeted the day and gone about this or that without a care in the world. But it had come to be that her thoughts, no less than her body, were no longer quite her own. Waking or sleeping, she found herself fantasizing and fretting about being a mother. It was baby on the brain, always. And the love and concern she felt for this son she had prayed for and sung to, but not yet seen. The love and the concern had swollen her. Love and concern had swollen her, had pushed out against all that she was, so that Mary was radiant and humongous and could not see her feet beneath her. And now all that had for 9 months lived in her heart, it lay there at her breast. Mary has given birth. And the great mystery of Christmas we are given to believe is that the child she bore is the Son of God. It is an astounding claim that for 9 months, give or take, God grew within this woman. God knew the nourishment of her womb, heard the lullabies she cooed and the confidences she whispered, and that their hearts, hers and God's, that for a time they beat as one. It is astonishing to consider that God was an infinitesimal, frail coil of existence. That God was but a smattering of cells, strung together in a precarious unity that could as easily have dissipated to naught as blossomed into a living, thinking being. That God should be an insubstantial, delicate wisp of life, utterly dependent upon this woman, that the deity should be dependent upon this woman, should need her, so that without her gift of breath and blood, God would wither away. This is a wonder beyond our fathoming. God who has given birth to galaxies, God, the source and the sum of all that was and is and yet will be, God in whom the vastness of creation is contained, and who is from everlasting to everlasting, who is all in all, God, for 9 months sheltered within Mary, enjoying the warmth and the succor of her body, and knowing the gentlest, most intimate nurture. It is the great mystery of Christmas that this child conceived by the Holy Spirit was born and then brought forth by the sweat of his mother's brow. Mary has given birth to God. And it has been said that we are all meant to be mothers of God. That we are, all of us, each of us, to host within our spirits and within ourselves that same goodness and light which lived within her so long ago. We are to be full of grace as she was full of grace. We are to feel God within us, to feel God, a small and fragile thing at first, and an inkling of a presence only, which extraordinarily, unless it know our tending and constant care, will just as soon fade and vanish as flower into a marvelous fullness, the likes of which we could never otherwise imagine. We are to let God grow within us. We are to hold God and the things of God, hold them close in our thoughts and in our prayers. We are to meditate on the fact of their being with us, within us, as we move about in the world, and move about more slowly, maybe, more mindfully now, wishing that no harm should come to this within, which is immeasurably precious. We are to wonder and even to worry ever so gently about what the God in us will become. What will it look like? How beautiful it someday shall be. We are to nurture that of God which is within us. We are to feed it and sing to it and whisper secrets to it and beckon for others to come. Come, rest your hand here. And did you feel it? Did you feel it leap and strain and kick? We're to let love and concern for God and the things of God swell within us and push out against all that we are, so that we are radiant and humongous and all but bursting with joy and with peace. We are to bear God within us, for God is always in need of being born anew into the world. We are to give birth. Give birth to God in the kindness we show, in the forgiveness we grant, in the hospitality we offer, in the compassion we practice, and in the love we give. Because the goodness in you, because the God in you, Because all within that has been conceived by the Holy Spirit will only be brought forth by the sweat of your brow.